WI goes pop. Earls and WI's opening up a pop-up shop on Saturday. It's all in conjunction with Theatre Absolute. And one of the people helping out is Liz Lomax. She's in the studio now. A 3D illustrator. Now, I was a bit puzzled as to what a 3D illustrator meant. But basically, you make models and then photograph them.
Yes. So it's kind of like what a regular illustration would be. But instead of me painting and drawing it, I sculpt it. Then I photograph it, and I send my clients a digital file, and they print that. So it'll be on the cover of a magazine, or on a CD, or posters, advertisements, and so on.
See, it's kind of like making things with plasticine, if you will. Obviously, it's a lot more complicated than that, but imagine in your head, that's where we're at. And the pictures you do are stunning. I was having a look at some of your work earlier. The celebrity stuff is incredible. The Amy Winehouse is frankly disturbing, and yet strangely lifestyle. They're kind of like, if you imagine spitting image puppet pastiches, kind of in that mold, aren't they?
Yes, and spitting image was a really big influence on me when I was growing up.
Oh, was it?
So I'm from New York, but my mother's English, so every summer she would bring me over to England and I would watch Spinning Image, and I loved it. And I was fascinated by the likenesses. So I tried to emulate that kind of thing where it distorted characteristics of someone's face.
Are they meant affectionately?
I don't know. I never really focused so much on what I'm trying to do on someone's face. It just kind of comes out. So I'm not trying to put someone down or make someone more beautiful. It's just the way that my hands translate what my brain sees.
It's absolutely astonishing. It really is. When did you realize you could do this?
Well, I went to Parsons School of Design in New York City, and it was my second to last year when I decided I was really sick of drawing and painting. And one night I just went home and I thought, I'm going to sculpt my assignment, which was the tooth fairy. It was whatever you wanted, however you wanted to solve it, whatever medium. So I looked around my room and I found Sculpey, and I don't know how it got there. To this day, I have no idea.
What's Sculpey?
Sculpey is a polymer clay, so it's soft until you bake it in the oven, and then you can paint it. So I found this Sculpey, and I sculpted the Tooth Fairy, and I brought it into school the next day, and everyone was really excited about it and critiqued it, and I was excited about it, but then it fell apart because I didn't know how to actually use it properly. So I researched the tools and techniques, and I found that starting with a wire armature underneath would hold everything together. So I just kind of kept going in college that way, solving every assignment in 3D. Everyone else was drawing and painting, but I would get the same assignment and sculpt it. So in a short amount of time, I had to build something. So It never stopped. When I graduated, I just kept going.
Well, it's brilliant because you're giving yourself a USP, though, aren't you? You're positioning yourself as a business person as well, which has got to help if you're doing it for a living.
There's not a lot of people that do this, so it's kind of, I think you have to be a little crazy because you stay up very late, often no sleep, to sculpt something and then take a photograph of it and have it printed. So it is a very unique, a small niche of this area, and either I've kind of cornered it or I've pigeonholed myself, because sometimes I just want to paint and do flat things, but I don't get hired for that.
Which is a shame. Does that frustrate you?
Sometimes, and I'm trying to do a little bit more now with flat stuff and try and kind of build a portfolio of completely different work. So I'll try and get there, I think.
Well, you could do it like a nom de plume. You know how you get some authors who write books of a certain genre and then go off piste and use a different name? You could do that.
I've thought about that too.
Have you?
But I don't know what my name would be.
Oh, well, I've got a showbiz name, right?
What is it?
You can borrow that if you like.
Yeah, I'll take yours.
Cool.
Okay.
Dame Muffy Spangles.
Oh my God.
You could take that if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I?
Hmm.
Done.
Oh, brilliant. You can have my showbiz name. There you go. You see, when Dame Muffy Spangles goes on show at the Tate or something, will you let me know?
I promise. You're totally invited.
That would be great.